this is the 10-minute post-lunch coma talk. I'm actually just the warm-up act for the real speakers coming up after this. Brothers, I'm here today because I'm not satisfied. No, I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied with empty churches. I am not satisfied with fatherless families. I am not satisfied seeing Holy Mother Church degraded among the nations. I am not satisfied. I do not believe that the Son of God died on the cross for the state of the church we see today. I deeply believe that renewal is coming to the state of Connecticut. I believe that we are going to be part of a revolution of the kingdom of God. It makes sense. Amen. Amen. We need renewal in our church. I am so inspired to see hundreds of men here today standing up for the truth of the Catholic faith. This revitalization is going to come from the inside out. It's going to come from you leading your families in holiness. And it's going to come with a renewal of the priesthood. So in the Archdiocese of Hartford, we started this new campaign. Jesus tells us exactly how to get the priests that we need for the future of our church. He says in Matthew 9:38 to ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Ask. And that Greek word there for ask is deomahi. It means to beg. To beg from a place of desperate urgency. I think that describes the state of our church today. We are desperately urgent for holy, zealous priests who are on fire for Jesus Christ. So I consider myself the official beggar of the Archdiocese. He tells us to beg him, not because he is stingy, but because we are so poor. And as a beggar, I go before the Lord every night in the Blessed Sacrament, and I beg him for new priests. But I'm not begging the Lord for one new priest or two or 10. I am begging the Lord for 1,000 new priests for the Archdiocese of Hartford, and 1,000 new deacons, and 1,000 new religious sisters, and 1,000 new Catholic marriages. Total renewal in our church. And I ask the same for the Diocese of Norwich and Bridgeport. Friends, we are at the center of something special. So here I stand before you as a beggar, asking if you would beg with me. Will you beg the Lord for new priests for our church? I don't want your money. Have you ever heard a priest say that before? I do not want your money. I just want you to ask yourself, are you satisfied with the state of the church in Connecticut?
No.
Oh. So if you are not satisfied, I invite you to go to HartfordPriest.com and sign up to be one of the prayer warriors who are begging the Lord for renewal in our church. HartfordPriest.com. You can come get all the info at my booth over there. I just want men who are on fire for the church who are willing to be beggars with me. Real quick, as my vocations director, I've scoured the country and I found out what dioceses are doing, those that are promoting, that are producing the most seminarians. Here are the top four things that dioceses that have a ton of seminarians, here's what they have in common. Here's what we can take back to our parishes and start this renewal from the inside out. The number one thing that dioceses who have the most seminarians have in common, a widespread culture of Eucharistic adoration. Back to your parishes and tell Father, what can we do to get more adoration, Father? We need to get young people in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And then follow Father's guidance in expanding adoration. Number two, dioceses that are producing the most seminarians have parish vocations committees. We have committees for everything in parish life. We've got the buildings and grounds, we've got the altar society, we have all these committees. We need parish vocations committees in which we start to change the culture, orient it towards vocations from within a parish. Number one is Eucharistic adoration. Number two is parish vocations committees. Number three, parish dioceses that are producing the most seminarians are teaching young people how to pray. We're not just telling our kids, you have to pray. We're showing them how to have intimate conversation with the Lord. Pope Benedict XVI, on his last visit to the United States, was asked, why are there not more priests in America? And he said, we have often told our young people that they must pray. We have never taught them how to pray. Show your kids and your grandkids how to converse with the Father, how to get into silence with God. They will assuredly find their vocations. We have to take kids off of this sacramental assembly line. Oh, here you are as a little baby. See you in a few years for your first confession. Get on the assembly line. You're almost at confirmation. Oh, then you graduate. You're no longer Catholic. We'll see you a few years later for your marriage. And then you go through your whole life, receive the anointing of the sick on the sacramental assembly line, never once having had a personal encounter with the living God. We have to teach young people how to pray. And the fourth thing is they have priests and nuns teaching in high schools. Priests and nuns teaching in high schools. I remember. Remember, I'm just a warm-up act. My time is almost up. We're going to do one last thing. Throughout this awesome day, this Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference, the Holy Spirit has been moving in our speakers, in the exhibition hall, in the Sacrament of Confession. Did you see those priests hearing hundreds of confessions? It was so inspiring to me. Friends, our church is suffering. We are past the point of crisis. We are desperately urgent. In this room right now, there are young men who are being called to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And brother, when you're sitting there right now, I know exactly what you're going through. Because I said no to the Lord for 14 years in my own vocation. I had tremendous success in the world and I was miserable. It's only in saying yes to God's will for your life, whatever that might be, that we will find true happiness. So I'm going to be bold. I'm asking you to be bold in joining me. I'm going to be bold myself. And I'm going to ask, if there is a man in this room today who has felt the call to priesthood at some point in his life, if that man would stand up courageously as a sign that he's not going to be ruled by fear, but instead he's going to offer his life to God. Not that you're signing on the dotted line, but just as a sign to our brothers that God is still calling men. Is there a young man in this room today that has ever felt the call to priesthood? Thank you, brother. Today, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hands in prayer, not in a priestly blessing, but as a sign of your fatherly love over these men. We're just going to pray over these men in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just come before you as your church and as your sons, Lord, and we are desperately urgent for renewal in Holy Catholic Church, Lord. So in our combined love for these men, Lord, we just ask you to take away all fear from their hearts. Give them courage. Give them great generosity. And give them freedom from all fear, Lord, that you would rule their lives as you conduct this great renewal in your Holy Catholic Church. Through the intercession of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, your holy guardian angels, your patron saints, and Blessed Michael McGivney, may each of you know the peace of Jesus Christ, which is beyond all understanding. And may Almighty God bless all of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go get them.